Please be seated. I'd ask then if Mr. Jensen is going to make an allocution if he's speaking into the microphone. So,
I'm here. That's fine, you're right. Are you ready?
You may go ahead. And actually, before
you. Do you want me to move that?
You move. Or at least put the arms down so I.
We can move it.
Visibility here.
Just wheel it away.
It just folds down.
Thank you. That's fine. Go ahead, Mr. Jensen.
How to begin. Can I address the family?
What's that?
Can I address the family? The Hare family, may I address them?
Yes, you may.
I don't even know how to begin. I wrote that letter to you not for any benefit of my own. I guess the only benefit I was going to get was that I was going to feel better. For having finally got to say, I'm sorry to you. I don't know what I can do. Nothing I can do can take back that day. There's nothing I can do that can give you back, Michael. I wish it was different. I wish it would have been different. I know you said some things are just broken. And I heard you. And I thought that before I was, and even now, my heart still aches. But God uses broken things. Redemption is something that we're all capable of. And we can't do it on our own. And I know previously when I was a kid, I was broken. I was. I had a good heart, but I don't even know. It's broken soil that creates crops. It's broken clouds that create rain. He writes straight with crooked lines. It's not. I don't even know what to say except for that I'm sorry. I don't know what I can do. There's nothing. I'm sorry for what I've taken from you. I'm sorry for the loss you've suffered. I wanted to write to you guys a long time ago. I talked to my attorney, and my attorneys have told me no, that not during the, wait till after the appeals. So I put it off, and I put it off. I'd always wanted to say I was sorry. Then after the appeals were all through and I didn't have an attorney anymore, so many years had passed. I was on my own. I didn't have an attorney that would be the middleman to contact you guys, and the only thought that I had was for me to contact you, and I didn't feel that that was right. I felt like that would be victimizing the family again. And that's why I didn't. I took, the letter I sent to you was my, I felt was my one chance to say what I wanted to say for so long. And this was the opportunity, because now I had an attorney who could be the middleman, who could pass it on to the prosecutor. I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused you guys, all of you, even you, Donina. I'm sorry. I know that I can't make you believe me, and there, you might never accept that apology, but I truly regret what I've done, and I am sorry to all of you. I wish I could take it back, I do. And I'm sorry that the officer, Chris Forrester, I'm sorry that he feels blame for something that I've done. He did the right thing. He has nothing to blame himself for. There's nothing I can do to take back that night. There's nothing, no way to go back and change things. If I could, I would. I really would. I don't know how to continue. I feel like I'm gonna be sick.
Thank you, sir.